Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to hour number two, folks. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I am with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And, Rick, before the break, we were talking about hydroponic gardening versus soil gardening. I want to get back to that later in the show. I just have a few more questions regarding the some of our talking points. We're talking about COVID-19, credibility, agenda issues, and we'll get back to the gardening plant nutrition category later in the show. I want to throw a quick question at you, and then I want to throw another question at you regarding more credibility issues as well. You know, in regards to the the powers that be are always using words like humanity, democracy, equality, fairness, tolerance, basically hijacking definitions of words in the American dictionary for their own benefits and agendas and their narrative. So just from the humanity standpoint, should we, my question to you is, should we make it illegal to have patents on viruses where vaccines go hand in hand, never mind weather manipulation tools, because medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death in America from what I read. And when you look at universities having patents paid for by the taxpayers, because they're subsidized by taxpayers, we really have to look at the fact that if they can manufacture constant forever pandemics and mutations and under the guise of the world is too populated and they get to choose who lives or dies and make us ripe for a totalitarian, tyrannical takeover, this is definitely very disconcerting. What's your thoughts on that, Rick?
Well, what do you think? I mean, get a grip. Anybody that would want to create a weapon that could possibly wipe out mankind, what exactly is that? Is that a human being? I've been in a war room. I've seen the way Dr. Strangelove takes over and gets crazy. I've seen it for myself. And, you know, there's a movie, Epoch, where this thing hits the earth 20 million years before man, and then right at some moment it comes up out of the ground to be there for some purpose. Who knows what it is? And the first thing that happens is a couple of Chinese MiGs go in to nuke it. Now, when you realize the amount of change in just 100 years, imagine a farmer in 1820 in England watching you and me talk to each other right now on radio to a couple hundred thousand people. What do you think he'd think about that? They didn't even have that kind. That's 100 years. I mean, you got 40 million years, and you're going to go in and nuke it? Get a grip. What happens is the artifact defends itself and decides, you know, that man needs to devolve back again. And that's how it plays. And if you really look at history, man is devolving, not evolving. And we used to live in different centuries longer. It's in the books. And it means we didn't have a shorter orbit. So something else is happening here. It has nothing to do with man controlling the situation. And you have choices. You know, as to whether you're going to be this way or that way. And we talked about morals and ethics one time. You know, an ethical man knows not to cheat on his wife. A moral man won't. And everybody's different. That means there are many different kinds of intelligences. And just because we loved one, one size does not fit all, and medicine is broken. So is dentistry, by the way. I mean, you know, they say that your heart rate and mine at this age should be the same. And that's not what I find out in the universe. Now, why would medicine do that? Well, so they can put you through sieves without having to do their work of actually paying attention. Now, I wrote a thing once in one of my books that when it was going through a reprint, they redesigned the book and it had more pages and they needed me to write something. So I wrote a thing called The Distinction Between a Healer and Health. And a healer implies illness. That means in modern medicine today, there's something wrong with you. They can find something wrong with you at some point, somewhere on your body. Now, the American Indian had only 300 known diseases, and they had a cure for each one of them. And now we've got 30,000 diseases, and some have been so complex now, from subdividing from one to another, we don't have any cures, like herpes and cancer and da-da-da-da. And or what we're going to do is treat your cancer with another toxin, and which one are you going to die with first, cancer or radiation? I had a little girl die in my arms as a stepdaughter, and I had Dornbecker's, and I watched how they treated her, dying at 15, with cancer. This is not the way we want to be. And health for one person is an illness for another. And most things, your body is already equipped to take care of and defend yourself without it being a weapon or not. And to have patents on that, ha! Oh, I made a bigger gun. This one. Look, it's like I remember a time when they made it illegal to detonate a nuclear warhead in the atmosphere for fear of a firestorm. And that's what happened in paradise. Our 5G technology went unstable, and it dumped 10,000 homes in one moment as an unstable thing, very similar to what we were fearing with nuclear detonation in the atmosphere. And why would they put 5G when they already know it's toxic, it has LD50 ratios in different parts of the body, and now they want to put it on every house in America? Why is that? Money. And it came from China, and I don't need it. And I said no when they came out to put a 5G on me. And my meter isn't even on my home. It's on a post next to the house. But I'll tell you what. There's a 5G down the street. I can see it. And so you can measure that radiation. And I can tell you, Dr. Beal, B-E-A-L, out of Florida, has done intensive studies on LD50 ratios on different bandwidths. And 5G is why we have an atmosphere to screen that creepy radiation from outer space before it hits the Earth. And right now, you have a problem with bumblebees? That's because they use that bandwidth for navigation. And when they get in that field, they're confused. They don't know what to do. And the ants and flies and cow pies, they count them. They're less than there was last year. Why is that? Because that's the first to go. Our loss of insects. I'm going to be teaching who's eating my plants. One of the things I teach to children. So they understand the importance of good insects, bad insects, and the relationship of one to another, just like your gut. You have things in your gut that are good, bad, and ugly. And everybody's different because everybody's diet is different. And once you understand that you're a unique laboratory, you don't need supplements. You don't need immunization. That's, again, to make people sick and reduce population. Bill Gates is a monster. He did not invent Microsoft. How he did that was he was at the right place at the right time, and he claimed it. I was there because I used to hunt rabbits in Redmond. I've been there, done that. I've seen all of this, and I've had enough. There isn't anything I can do except radio. And people are listening to me and maybe waking up. That's called, quote, the awakening, you know, getting a grip. The thing is, everything happens for a reason, and everything leads to something better. So how do we take this terrible event with quarantine and things and actually make it as an advantage? Well, one thing you can do is if the children are going to be stuck at home, you can teach them how to garden. They can do something while they're sitting around. And guess what that's going to do? It's going to empower them. They're going to teach their children. And those children will probably save us from this nonsense. I don't know.
Rick, let me pose one last question for you before the break, and you can answer it after the break. You know, I agree with you. We need an executive order from President Trump to make viruses, patents, including weather manipulation tools and all this other stuff, illegal, absolutely. And we are devolving. You said it perfectly. It's a lot less, like I always say, a lot less left-right paradigm and a lot more aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs for profit and their addictions to power, money, and control. Now, what I want to pose to you is some more credibility issues regarding these events and this COVID-19. Project Veritas, I'm sure you saw this. CBS, they disclosed, and they have it on video, that CBS staged an event that people were being tested for the virus, and they used Cherry Health employees. They fake testing is what they did. I'm paraphrasing to make a long story short, to make it look like more people were in line. This is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So they faked patients. These are quotes, pretended to swab, quotes, and they wanted it to look busy, in quotes. So they used the medical staff as patients, and Gail King reported on this fraud. Now, talk about devolving. There's a really good documentary out called Plandemic, and I saw parts of it where Dr. Mikovits, and she very brave person, accused Dr. Fauci of, quote, corruption and suppression. And Dr. Shiva has also a lot of guts. He's been on many news networks in the alternative media talking about, warning about Dr. Fauci and his 40 years of government fraud, creating bogus science and wasted billions of dollars, in quotes. And he also talked about Gates and Zuckerberg being fakes as well. So I want you to comment on a lot of this staging that's going on for theater and what patriotic Americans like Dr. Shiva, who's running for Congress or the Senate, I think against Hiawatha or whatever her name is in Massachusetts there, and, you know, Dr. Mikovits doing the same. Your comments, Rick.
I get that everybody knows it's not real. Why bother with them? Vote for Donald Duck. That's what I do.
Talking about president right now. I'm talking about...
I know. These guys, it's quite obvious they control the media and they have lobbying. That's what Washington's all about. I think it's time we start to limit politics and the need for government. Not get rid of it, but I don't think we need to be spending more than we are right now. I don't think so. I don't think we need a problem with money. I don't think we need a problem with population. I think what's really wrong...
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps. Sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I am with Dr. Rick Miller. And Rick, before the break, you were talking about how government needs to be reduced. I think it needs to be reduced by 95%. You know, a lot of things are very inefficient. Even our healthcare system is inefficient. I mean, Big Pharma runs it. We have a 16-to-1 ratio of administrators to doctors or diagnosticians. So, you know, the whole system is basically run by lobbyists and PACs and special interests, and basically we have a true fascist system where the big corporate oligarchies and big government are basically protecting one another. And so you were talking about reducing government before the break, and then the music cut you off. Go ahead and finish your thought, Rick.
Well, I don't know about, yes, we need to decentralize. I think we need to go back to a smaller community where everybody knows their neighbor. You know, I live in the country, and I've been here 6 years, and I have met almost all my neighbors. None of them are friendly. They're all locked down and have their own little things, whereas Matt Stein used to say with me, it will be your neighbor that saves your life. And that's probably like pandemic. When I got sick, I called my neighbor, the one I know real well, and asked him to get a hold of Julie. And what he did is he called Julie and he called 911. Now, 911 is a for-profit business, and that man is a paramedic. He's not a medical. And he put me on quarantine with no cause, and he wanted to take me to the hospital. And I said no, because I couldn't afford it. And that would have been possibly a death sentence for me. Now, that's because there's no, once they get you in their systems, who knows how that's going to play. I remember my father's surgeon used to come home for dinner with my dad once or twice a month, and my doctor doesn't even know my middle name probably, and I've been with him maybe 37 years. I chose him as a Seventh-day Adventist, and all he wants to do is build an empire. He wants to put me on meds now that I'm 76, so I have to go in every 4 months with recurring Medicare ka-ching, 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 rather than really care about what I'm doing and what my health is. I'm actually healthier than him. And that's that. With that said, that's why I'm concerned with the way things are going regarding money. You know, Mark Knopfler was the one that said money's for nothing, but the chicks are never free. And that's that. I'm kidding. What I'm trying to say is, when you put a value on it with money like that, it changes things like Boy Scouts. You're asking for certain kinds of people to mine you, to take advantage of your wallet, and they're there not to help and be your friend. They're there to see what they can get out of you and move on. And I just don't want to live like that anymore. I guess I'm getting old and grumpy. I don't mean to be, sorry. Very few people do I really respect and care for because their values are quite different. It's okay to have different values. That's what makes us God's favorite. We have choice. But when it starts to what they can get from you, because it's a capitalism. So capitalism and communism both, and fascism, none of those systems work. I have worked with Amish and the Quaker, Mennonite, Dukabor, these smaller communities, and that seems like where we're headed. And decentralizing.
Decentralizing is a great word, Rick, and I agree with what you say. And we will be back right after the break, folks, for our last half an hour of the show. Thank you for being here.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 69th National Day of Prayer being held today despite the pandemic, although it is being held in a bit of a different way. Because of the pandemic, the event is being held online, with organizers saying the need for prayer among God's people is greater than ever. The year-round movement hopes to rally prayer for America and to inspire revival. Meanwhile, President Trump is still talking about hoping to revive the U.S. economy.
We can't keep our country closed down for years. and we have to do something.
The president saying yesterday Americans won't stand the stay-at-home orders much longer, though he says people of certain ages and with underlying conditions are still going to have to practice social distancing. He says the pandemic is worse than Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Some unseasonably cold air is now expected to arrive in the Midwest and the East. It could break temperature records this Mother's Day weekend. It could also bring some rare snow to parts of the Northeast. Temperatures already below average for much of the East, but it's about to get even colder by tomorrow. It might feel like March rather than May. Utah's annual Sundance Film Festival may have been an early hotspot in the coronavirus pandemic. The Hollywood Reporter has published an article saying that several of those who attended the Park City Festival in late January did come down with an illness that had all the symptoms of COVID-19. A state epidemiologist saying that she believes the coronavirus was probably circulating at Sundance, though there is little public health value that can be taken from that information as of now. The singer-songwriter who fronted Bad Company for years has passed away. Brian Howe died Wednesday in Florida at 66, reportedly of a heart attack. He had replaced Paul Rogers as the lead vocalist for Bad Company in 1983. He did most of the writing for the band's album Holy Water in 1990, the most successful album for the group, helped along by the hit If You Needed Somebody. Howe left Bad Company in 1994 for a solo career, but it never reached the level of his success with that band. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're...
Take my... When you go... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back, folks. This is the last, less than half an hour of the show. Thank you again for being here, and I'm with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. That's richardallenmiller.com. And I want to make a couple comments on what you said real quick, Rick, before we go back to what you were talking about earlier, and that is, you talk about how we have different ethics and morals and values, and unfortunately, it's just we have rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, what victim group status you have. We have different consequences for the group, basically for the vote and divide and conquer strategies in order for the elite to get their agendas passed, and that's very unfortunate. But I think in the last year, a lot of people are waking up to the fraud, to the corruption, to the manipulation, and that's a good thing. Now, regarding the Boy Scouts, I was in the Boy Scouts for many years. And growing up in the metropolitan area of New York City, it indoctrinated me into nature. It taught me about the woods,
self-sufficiency, food, water, shelter, edible medicinal plants, and I wouldn't have traded it for anything because it taught me how to camp and live off-grid like I do now, grow my garden like I do now, harvest edible medicinal plants like I do now. Hunting and fishing, it's a great lifestyle. What the Boy Scouts really gave me was an opportunity to learn a lifestyle. Like you said, today's kids are graduating with absolutely no skill sets out of school. And that's not just high school, that's college as well, and they're in debt up to their eyeballs. And in this economy, that's not a good thing because we have unsustainable headwinds for future rate of growth, and we have to stop looking at GDP and start looking at happiness, okay, for the little guy. Now, Rick, I gave you the question earlier, and I want you to go back to it. We have less than a half an hour left in the show. I want you to talk about Albert Schweitzer University. I want you to talk about what you're doing there. I want you to talk about the question I gave you regarding building your immune system and the differences between hydroponic gardening and soil gardening, the differences and the benefits in the context of how much it costs, the yields of fruit, the nutrition, if any, difference, organic differences, skill sets needed to start. Go ahead and go with that, Rick.
Well, I don't know where to begin. My website, there's a new university. It was given to me by an old friend. It was originally set up as an asset to dodge money for the Brazilian Secret Service. It was never used. And so when Matt Abe, Averello, my friend since 1970, retired, 42 years, he gave me this university and said, do something with it. And I chose to turn it into a Harry Potter-like school for children. And the first thing, I'm earth, air, fire, and water. I'm going to teach metaphysics. Now, earth is growing your own food. Water, that's that bus I'm talking about, the Caterpillar, that will be going out there and run by third graders, showing first graders how to tell whether or not the water is drinkable, and if it's not, how to clean it. And it's a mobile water testing laboratory. That will be a workbook 3. A workbook 5 is out, by the way. It's on stress management. Everything, if you manage your stress, you don't get sick. And there's rules of the road. That book was something I wrote back in 1984. Because there's no incomes, I'm starting to go back and grab stuff and put it out, like Healing Yourself was something I wrote in the 70s. Open Door Clinic for natural sources of things that you now take prescriptions. I would suggest, and one of the things I'm going to teach the children is to start an herbal pharmacy. Because if you're on a blood thinner, heart medicine, where are you going to get that? When the grid goes down, when the pandemic stops China from importing, and you're in deep shit, if you don't have, you know, your medicines on a day-by-day basis, you can grow them in your garden. That's where valerian root is, valium, et cetera, and valerian sulfate. So with that said, I think that teaching our children these skill sets and then stopping and asking them what they want to learn next and see what they say. They're smarter than we are. Now, we're more experienced, but that means, by definition, we're also more limited. That is by definition. And a child doesn't know he can't do something and watch what happens next, because I have discovered that a child is working in magic. It's the mind's eye. They will find a way that I couldn't. And that's what makes them so very, very valuable and special. As Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, teach your children well and watch what they do to their generation. It will be one step at a time. It will be the camel in the desert following the track. Light, life, love, liberty, and law. That's Gimel. And I'm going to start off with showing them how to do a hydroponic aquaculture system. Is a little more evolved. I have that system that I have here. I have a single unit. I have that in a 60-foot missile silo run by 12 families that now feeds 2,000 people all the food they need to eat. And what you do is each, as the water runs down the hill, it warms up. That determines what crop. And you run LEDs, and each one has different bandwidths. Broccoli wants a different bandwidth than cauliflower if you're growing underground. Why would you want to grow underground? Well, I'm seeing the sun change. It's no longer yellow like when I was a kid. It's something else. And those long ultraviolets are affecting insects. And at some point, the Hopi says, there's going to be a burst from the sun that will sterilize a certain portion of the earth. Now, nobody knows when and how bad. Is it 4 hours? 4 hours of earth is going to be sterilized. You're, according to the Hopi, you're going to need 10 feet of soil between you and the sun for that moment. And when you come back up, you're going to have to come up with everything, because there won't be anything on earth in that part. It will be sterilized, including mycorrhizae and your seed, etc. That's why they're putting these seed banks together. Now, Canada, their reserve, like ours with Fort Knox, their reserve is seed reserves up in Smoky Lake, Alberta. They're doing the Scotch Pine and the Coastal Lodgepole and other. They save their seed as their primary nest egg for what supports. That's all the logging comes out of Canada now. You know, I remember when I was living in eastern Washington, you could go up into Canada and get a sling, anything, for $60. Good luck with that one now. Everything's changing. And timber. I live in the mountains. I have a bunch of forest between me and my neighbors, and this one guy just came in and nuked his property and just put this house in and just made it all flat up in the mountains. Why? Oh, lawns are a French concept, and they are non-productive. And what you want is a natural setting and habitat, and everything in that is probably edible, including the poison oak. there's edible. And wherever there's a toxin in the wood, you will find its antidote growing right next to it. I don't know how that works, but God seemed to have a plan here. And I enjoy living off the land. I don't do it probably as well as you do, Rick, because Montana is it's beautiful there. Well, it depends on where you're by living, then it gets pretty cold. But there's a mountain in Montana that is solid bear dress, and the Dutch want it. And I could see farming that mountain, going up the mountain with the season and railing into Thunder Bay. And there's how you do it. Every place has things in the woods that's marketable. And right now what I'm doing is a business up in Edmonton where we're growing psychedelic, gourmet, and pharmaceutical for both the Canadian government and the state of Israel for research. I've got a Schedule One now. And they want buttloads. There's this one gourmet company that's selling to restaurants that wants 100,000 pounds of gourmet mushrooms every week at $6, 100,000 pounds times six weekly. And they just went into contract partnership with my company. Well, I'm a partner to harvest this stuff. And we can't wildcraft it, but we can go into the birch and drill it, put chaga and other mushrooms in there and grow it just in the word natural. And when the tree's done, we knock the tree down for wintergreen oil. Hoorah. It's farming And Montana has got resources that Idaho does not. And South and North Dakota, everybody has their own native plants. And they're all marketable for barter. And that's where I see our future with small communities. Where you growing, farming your woods in stories. You know, you got first, second, and third stories. And you need a canopy, and that's where you grow your ginseng. You can terrace it. I've got a 1,500-acre wildcraft farm of ginseng just in Michigan, following the creek down the hill. And I have to tell you, once you look at your land, it will tell you what to grow, because the native plants that are growing on it, the weeds, you know what a weed is? It's a plant that a cattle won't eat. That's what they classify a weed in every state. And cattle is pretty much over in terms of rangeland and getting your dollar. And today, that those weeds that you find noxious are going to be worth quite a bit of money shortly. Montana has all kinds of things going wild that are worth actually quite a bit of money. Nobody has ever looked at it. I have one governor who was interested in that bear grass project, but he's out of office now, and so they've moved on to other things. You can turn your forest into farming where you keep your habitat and then grow your crops for barter or trade. Just everything's marketable on availability. I did, 4 years ago, I did 150 truckloads of ponderosa pine cone in one season. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. I had crews of Guatemalan that would load a truck every day. And that was one buyer.
Rick, hold on to that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with our last segment with Dr. Rick Miller.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Folks, this is our last segment. This is Rich Sheeben sitting in with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And our talking points today has been talking about credibility and agenda issues regarding the COVID-19, gardening plants, nutrition, etc. Rick, you mentioned certain words. You know, when you talked about smarts, I believe there needs to be a balance for happiness between book smarts, street smarts, nature smarts, which is what you talked about in the last segment, foresight smarts, economic smarts, meaning living below your means, knowing the fine line between needs and wants. But I took a lot of notes while you were talking. When you were talking about birch, you know, I harvest chaga here in the Northwoods, and that's where
I've got a buyer.
Call me later.
And, you know, basically that's silviculture and dendrology as well, and I harvest a decent amount of birch bark, so I get the benefits of the butylene and butyric acid as well, and it's got pretty much every vitamin.
Wintergreen oil is the primary.
Cancer tumor fighter. And you mentioned weeds. You know, right now I'm harvesting fireweed, knoxeye daisy, and violet pansies to put in my salad that I pick out of my garden, which is spinach right now. And you also mentioned insects, which the big concern right now is bees and pollination. And I've been into many a greenhouse in many parts of the country. I mentioned this when I went to Banff last year. Their greenhouse. So if those of you who are listening in Banff, the greenhouses that you have in town, you have beautiful tomato plants, but I didn't see any of them pollinated. Because you keep, you know, for vandalism purposes, you keep the doors locked so the insects can't get in. I understand that. But you can take a little paintbrush and just go from flower to flower and self-pollinate. So just little tricks. And that balance of smarts is really what makes happiness, especially as we're surrounded by treasonous, seditious, greedy, overpaid people who care more about political correctness, fake diplomacy, fake benevolence, fake nobility, their wallet, and controlling the masses and creating a caste system for their own status quo benefits and protection. And we have to think outside the box because of it, because we're running out of opportunities because of what political correctness has done, the central bank corrupt monetary policy, Keynesian economics, and, of course, our demographic system, which I've discussed many times over the year. So that being said, Rick, I'm going to give you the last word. If you want to pitch Albert Schweitzer University and more hydroponic gardening, please go ahead.
What bothers me the most is the individual farmers that grow things, like nuclear power plants. we still, after all these years, have no place to put that radioactive waste. They made their money, they die, and it's now our problem. And eventually, it will be our children's problem. That's what I'm concerned about. You can get more information on any of the things I'm doing off my website, richardallenmiller.com, A-L-A-N. Thanks, Rich.
Well, thank you, Rick. And, you know, with all this 5G killing our immune systems, with cell phones, with Wi-Fi in our homes, you know, all the things we talk about regarding electromagnetic radiation, it's definitely a concern. And, Rick, I mean, with all this excess, you know, waste that you were talking about, what do you do with it? Where do you put it?
Well, that's why we need to revision and change things. And thanks for the coronavirus. It brought to focus some of our basics, like food.
Yeah. Well,
we need to change that. How we eat, what we eat, and how it's delivered to us. We need a change. And I see our children and their children being the ones that carry that on like a cloud atlas thing.
Well, you know what, Rick? I've been talking about, it's in my book on Chapter 17 about self-sufficiency preparedness schools, and it can be labeled as many different things. You know, talking about off-grid living, talking about gardening, talking about hunting and fishing and learning how to butchering, basically relearning the old 19th century skills, but dovetailing them with 21st century technology, which is what I do here on my hobby farm, which is off-grid living, solar. So, you know, I feel that the powers that be don't want, you talk about children, they don't want children. They don't want more population.
You mean self-empowered children that can grow their own food? Yeah, I know that, and that's why I'm doing it. That's all I can do is one step at a time and try to leave a footprint for someone else to write a better book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, folks, I really think you should, just from the aspect of fun. We didn't dovetail fun into all the things that our lifestyle entails. The gardening, the hunting, the fishing, the edible and medicinal.
The humor of it.
It's all fun. It's not just learning skill sets and thinking outside the box. People are missing out. We have to rethink things. I want to thank you for being here today, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Really appreciate your knowledge, and the audience, thank you for listening today. You all have a great day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.